Hi all, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is the morning of March 8th, Friday, 8:02 p.m. Just before I start, I want to remind people about the Instagram account at quantlabs2. quantlabs2 at Instagram. Okay, first story is yesterday, banks drive losses for Europe after ECB says it will keep rates low, cuts growth view. Not a good thing because banks in Europe did take a loss here. As you can tell, these different companies, NMC Health down negative 5.61%, Melrose, Banco Santander down 225, UBS down 1.25, Intes San Paolo down 1.2. Some of the big resource companies took a hit as well. So again, that article is from MarketWatch.com, titled Banks Drive Losses for Europe After ECB Says It Will Keep Rates Low and Cuts Growth Rate View. Another interesting article that is something that we need to be very wary of is negative bond yields. So this is from pionline.com, better known as Pension and Investments. Again, it's pionline.com. Article headline is Sub-Zero German Bond Yields Are Back on Radar as Europe Fears Recession. It is approaching zero, and that means deceleration. If that happens in Germany, real people are going to get hurt on their negative savings. So this is the sort of thing that led into the 30s depression. So that was from February 13th, a few weeks ago, but on Bloomberg, it did say that the rates are from Germany, but bond yields are going negative or approaching negative. Okay, news out of China. This is over at Bloomberg.com. China stocks slump most this year as sell rating shock traders. So this was for yesterday, March 7th, and the chart to look at is shares in China property and share have surged in recent days. Another article where it says it's overheated. China's stock market was overbought in almost four years. That's because of the sudden rise last week. I did also see that there was an RSI done, and they said that the market rise was too fast. Okay, so next article, again, on Bloomberg.com. This one says, tech sinks U.S. stocks as ECB fuels growth worries market rally. So again, tech sinks U.S. stocks as ECB fuels growth worries. Now, what you need to also remember is that for the last few years, it's been the FANGs, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google, probably now Amazon as well, have been driving the markets for the last few years and has extended the rally, the bull rally that we've seen. So they're coming off of steam. And right now, here's the name of the chart. FANG tech shares weigh on U.S. markets on FANG index drops most in a month. So we're looking at two charts here, two drops, and that's the last month. So do notice that if they're dropping, you can expect the U.S. markets to drop as well. That's pretty the only chart there. So hopefully it'll help you out. It's like pretty well everything's pointing down for various reasons. Right now, if you are concerned about this sort of thing, the crypto strategy I'm running right now is doing really well. So I'm pretty happy about that. So you can get that news over at the either track record on our website at quantlabs.net, or you can sign up for our service. Includes Forex, CFD, and crypto, because they're proving to be quite exceptional. Even if the markets go down, this minute by minute crypto strategy has been doing really, really well. The last week or so, it's been getting daily double digit returns. Pretty positive about that. So if you ever wanted to know how to build something like this, you can always check out the Python courses as well. Hopefully it'll help you out, and we shall talk to you later. Bye.